If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
All right, fuck you, Dad, coronavirus, baby. We're fucking back.
In it, dude. You can take us down through rain, through sleet, through snow. We will continue to talk to virtually no one on the internet. So you can't take us down.
We'll be doing this podcast.
It doesn't matter.
We will be doing this podcast until we're in those fucking, you know, those like end of times houses where it's like made out of sheet metal. And there's like an old TV antenna sticking out of it.
Oh yeah,
we gotta crank up something.
I'm still gonna be promoting the pod when I'm on a ventilator. I'm still gonna be using whatever little strength I have to be like and subscribe as I fall down to the ground. So you
can't all the nurses in my ward are gonna hear about fuck you.
Oh,
Dad.
That's all that is. They're like, apparently his last words were "give a 5-star on iTunes." We're not for sure, but he really. He just wanted everyone to know. He was like, "Just give it a listen. It's great for commutes or traffic." I'm like convincing the other people in the ward, like their last breaths, like to just press play.
I'm sure there's somebody right now suffering of coronavirus that was like, "I always hated my dad," and I was like, "There's 7 or so episodes
that
you could
really
enjoy
funny connecting." Yeah, you like break into hospitals and visit people solely to convince them to join the pod. That's like only.
Hey man, we're a great pod. I mean,
it's a fun
push
pod.
It.
It's a great pod.
I'll fucking plug the pod on anything.
This is the come up. We both just got $1,200 to fund the operation.
We both
got $1,200 in the fuck you dad Patreon fund. So we're good.
The richest I've ever been. I never believed in government until I woke up yesterday and saw that I had a comma in my bank account. And I was like, my God,
a comma in the bank. You're like, I thought these were just in sentences. What is this, a dream?
Our forefathers actually fought for something.
Holy shit. You're like, man, maybe we should have invaded Afghanistan. I don't know. God.
I believe
like, he did make America great again. You're just in there
exactly.
Like, oh, God.
I don't know, man. That was a lot of money. And I immediately was on Amazon. Which is exactly what they want you to do. They don't want you to save it or anything. They give you $1,200. Good for you, bro. Yeah. I was like, I got a new headset for my.
You got a new headset?
Oh yeah.
Fuck yeah. That'd be great if I'm like calling you and you have like a leather podcast studio. You have like a decked out leather podcast studio. All of a sudden.
Yeah, I got $1,200. I sold everything. Changed my life.
Start all over again.
That's what I always thought about the Yang plan, because he was like, everyone is, what was it? How much was it a month? $1,000 a month?
$1,000 a month.
Everyone, he was like, a lot of Americans are $1,000 a month away from middle class life. And I was like, if you give me an extra $1,000 a month, fuck middle class life.
I'd be done. Yeah, well, hey, $1,000 a month, I'll make it work. If
yeah,
you're telling me
exactly.
In exchange for $1,000 a month, I don't have to do anything, I'll be like, oh, I will manage to not do anything.
Middle class
make it
life,
happen.
I
yeah, fucking
screw
we'll,
that.
We'll
I'm
living that
way more
grand.
Exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I'll squint.
I'm buying
that
a van
grand.
And a gun. Okay, I'm gonna find something cool to happen.
God, this is exactly the worst case scenario in Washington too. You're literally like, I got $1,200. I'm buying a van and a gun. Things are happening. It's like, this is exactly what
thanks
they
Uncle
want.
Sam,
this is why they don't want to give the poors too much money. You're literally not knowing. He wasn't talking about saving or investing. Nick wants to buy a van and follow Fish on tour or whatever.
It was that yeah, after that I was like, maybe the elites had a point. Maybe
yeah, they're
we
like
just
they are
be...
pretty dumb. Yeah. They are. Listen guys, so yeah, but cooped up inside, honestly, like, it's besides, like, you know, you know, my mom works at a grocery store, so I'm a little worried about that. But other than that, it's like, I'm kind of enjoying myself a little fucking too much. You know what I mean? We're like, to the point where, like, when the news shows, like, oh, the death tolls have lessened, we might be able to reopen soon, I feel, like, bummed out. I feel like bummed out.
I thought the same thing.
I was like, can people like keep coughing on each other? I just started Tiger King, you know? I was like, give me another month. Give me another. I'm like super into public safety. I'm like, guys, to defeat coronavirus, Mom, I think I'm going to have to live with you for the rest of my 20s. I think I'm going to have to live here for the rest of my 20s to be safe. It's just the only way we can beat coronavirus, you know?
To beat Corona, we're really going to have to shut shit down. You're going to have to make that chicken parm at least three times a week.
At least three times, Mom, if we want to actually get anything going.
Yeah.
I was grossed out myself, but I was like, because I don't know, you're like me. We've all had our bouts of undiagnosed depression where we've gotten pretty used to staying inside and not doing shit. So everybody else is like, I'm losing my mind. I'm like, I am the sanest I've ever been. There's no one needs me. I don't have to care about anything. It's like before, if I sat around and drank and watched TV all day, people are like, you have a problem. Now it's like, he's dealing with the crisis. So I'm just, better.
A couple hours before this, I genuinely asked my girlfriend, like, what do you want for dinner tonight? Like, I just was happy to be like, let's just, what do you
That's
want?
Not fun. Is that what it took? You know? Did it take a global pandemic for you to be a decent boyfriend?
Yeah, I think so. Because most of the time I'd be, you know, out doing shitty open mics.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'd come home at like, you know, 2 a.m, and she'd be like, why are you even here? And I'd be like, just go back to bed.
But now you're a chef and you're living your life. You might even fuck up and get her pregnant. You got $1,200. Hey, you got abortion money now, so it's all whatever. You got that abortion fund.
I'm sure Trump would love that.
Right. That's the way to rebel, guys. Use the $1,200 for an abortion. Stick it to the federal government, dude. Fucking get your girlfriend pregnant just to feel what freedom feels like. God.
I saw these masks are getting ridiculous. Like, I get we have to wear them. My mom made me one, which is how bored my mom is.
You know how dark and dystopian this shit is getting? Because, like, my brother the other day was like, oh, there's these cool mask websites. And I'm like, that's what it's going to become. It's like, oh, I can get this cool customizable mask. Horrific shit normalizes
so
quickly that we're literally like at the
America
point where we're like, can I get
a
bejeweled mask? And we're like, okay, hold up. We're wearing masks outside. The world is ending. And people are going to be like, oh, dude, let me get this fucking Monster Energy mask. And that'll look cool. Like, your mom's going to knit you a mask.
Dude,
and you're
I'm going
to wear it in like a Christmas photo. Like, it's cute.
Yeah, I'm going to get these, no, it's these sick masks by Dre. They're fucking...
Dude, Dre's an idiot if he doesn't come out with a mask, by the way. If he doesn't come out with a mask, that's the dumbest. They're all going to, Gucci's going to have a mask.
With Bluetooth
headphones.
They're all
going to have a mask. Yeah, dude, they're all going to have a mask. There's going to be a Kanye mask. There's going to be so many fucking...
Dude, I saw a guy tonight, or not tonight, but before this, on the streets of Chicago, I was walking to the grocery store, and the guy had a mask, like, just over his nose, so, like, under his eyes so he could see, but over his mouth, because he was smoking a cigarette outside.
All right, you gotta figure out whether you give a shit about health or not. You gotta just pick a side. You can't be like, oh, I'm worried about the pandemic. Let me smoke poison on the way to the grocery store. It's like, all right, don't give a fuck or give a fuck. Just pick a team.
If you're,
you know, just stop.
That isn't
going to
help
you. Around. Yeah, you can't be like, what, it affects your lungs? That stresses me out. Let me grab a Marlboro Light real quick.
Yeah. All that's doing is hotboxing cig smoke to your brain. just keeping it in your head.
Yeah, at that point, just start licking guardrails, like, get it over with. You're like, let me embrace the end. So, but I think the reason I have such an easy time is also, as a kid, I liked getting sick because it would be like a fun sick day. You know
my
I mean?
Favorite week in high school is when I had an ear infection and I took like 6 days off.
Oh, I feel you on that, buddy. I fell down on a longboard because the problem with skateboarding and longboarding is you have to be the type of person that just doesn't think through decisions at all.
Yeah, you have
and
to not care about your life or your health or
any.
Or your...
And I'm going down a hill. I'm freaking the fuck out. I freaked out too much on this longboard. I fell just collarbone first, cracked the collarbone, had to have surgery to reattach it. I got like 60 hydrocodone, 5 milligrams, and I got a week off school. To this day, one of the best weeks of my life.
I mean,
to this day, probably it was like a vacation. Like, that was
The doctor might as well just written that on the script. Just 1 week of paradise. Here
I went there and started playing like, do you like pina coladas? Down in the rain. You like making love at midnight? And yeah, that's like the montage that starts as soon as I get that prescription. I didn't even remember that my arm was broken. I was just like, oh, this is great. Just watching Twilight Zone. And
do you like red flavored Kool-Aid and taking Percocets in the basement?
Yeah, I'm just fucking just doped out on my mom's couch. And I think the reason I also, because like I don't know your dad was, but if I felt the slightest bit sick, and all I had to do, I didn't even have to honestly sometimes say I was sick. I was like, Dad, the system is sick. And I don't want to go and be brainwashed tomorrow. And he's like, you're goddamn right. You can stay home. You know? So it was like, I had the easiest time staying at home. So I always like those moments.
My dad was like a cop checking a guy for a DUI.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd be like, come out your room. Come out your room. All right. Walk down the hallway. Are you sick? Oh, you think you're sick? I think you can go, lad.
Oh, because you could walk down a hallway?
Yeah, well,
cancer patients can walk down a hallway. That's not a great test.
If I could manage the strength to say, I think I'm too sick to go to school, I could go to school.
Jesus. So your dad was like, unless you're like about to die, you're going to school.
Yeah, but he would leave to go to work, and then my mom would still be home.
Oh, the mom is always generally, that's the easier play.
Oh, yeah, my mom would just be like, it's all right. Mm-hmm. Stay. I know sometimes my stomach hurts, too.
Oh,
like, yeah, mom.
Especially when you have lame ass, because I would do that, too, where I was just like, I remember I literally would try to get sick in middle school to, like, not go anymore. Like, I would purposely. I remember I just, like, chewed up a bunch of goldfish and spit it up in the toilet to appear like I vomited, because I was like, I don't feel like sixth grade tomorrow. Like, I just don't want to do it. I want to stay home.
Did it work?
Yeah. I mean, again, even they probably knew. They just were like, if this kid's doing that, he got to keep him home.
That's
if this kid, he's probably getting bullied or something. Let's just keep him home for a day. He's if he's going that far at lengths. But no, my dad was really down with the fuck school. In fact, one time, for a brief period, he tried to homeschool us in fourth grade. But, yeah. He had no idea how that worked. So we just, stopped going to school. We just stopped going. Because you, like, it's an official process. You, like, take your kids out of school. It was like we were just showing up sick, essentially. And then my dad, like, tried to file and create his own homeschool, but it was called, like, the People's School.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
People's School?
Yeah. And then...
That sounds Russian. That really does sound like the Russian government.
The beginning of the revolution. My dad, me, and my brother. And he was going to teach us the ways, and we were going to overthrow the government. But then he just went to Kroger, and then my grandfather just sort of like was like, I think just disappointed him and was like, here, I'll teach you some multiplication tables until we take custody away from him type thing. And We just sort of did that for like 2 days, and then my dad was like, all right, I might be in over my head here. Just go back to school and say you had the flu. And so, like, he never officially took us out. So let's say he wanted to keep homeschooling us. They would just think we were, like, kidnapped. They would just think that we were, like, taken. I had to, like, write a note and stuff because it's like, I almost wish I wrote the truth. It's like, my dad thought he could handle educating us. Then he realized he was in over his head. And he really didn't know much himself, so I'm back. Yeah.
How sad is that? Could you imagine if a cult leader did that? Like, someone who, like, got two people to be like, hey, quit everything and join me.
Yeah.
And then they did, and then he was just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm way over my head. You guys gotta go back. Like, you guys, like, cut everything. You're like, all right, I'll stop going to school.
We're out of school.
You're right, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
And it just took that. And then the government
was... It was a brief flash of self-awareness where he was like, this isn't a good idea. He was like, this is a bad... It's like, again, it's an official process. You can't just check your kids out of school and be like, hey, I got this. You're like, I got it. I saw a fucking World War II documentary. I'll take care of their knowledge.
But, like, it can't be that hard, because there's a bunch of, like, super fundamental Christians who do it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure it's, like, there's an office that handed your dad like two forms, and your dad was like, "Wait, you want me to write my name on something?
Yeah, fuck.
This
that.
Is too much. It's over my head. It's over my head. I can't be doing this. I gotta shut it down.
Yeah, I gotta shut it down. Yeah, he starts nervously sweating in the parking lot. He's like, "We've come too far. We do a credit check." He's like, "Fuck no. They're going back to school. They're going back to school.
Yeah, they're going back to school."
But yeah,
or
I mean,
it was like a $75 homeschool fine, and you're like, you know,
like,
what?
Fuck that. He's like, "I believe in public education now." He's like, actually, now that I think about it, your teacher is a savior. He's going to take care of you.
They can be sheep, and I can lead the flock. It'll be fine.
Yeah, so I was just remembering that because I was like, why am I so comfortable being at home? I think it's just because I got such an easy pass as a kid that I was like, oh, to me, it's just. Sickness has always been, like, a little bit fun. Because it's like, oh, I'm going to get to fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? You were that kid, too. There was always that kid in class who would, like, not be there for, like, a third of it.
That was literally me.
You were that kid.
I was the kid that I'd be gone at random periods all the time. And it would just be like, you know. I kind of acted like I was, like, I had, like, a life of my own in, like, elementary school. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, it's just taking a personal day. It's like, we're in fourth grade. It's like, what?
You just show up with a briefcase full of papers, and you're like, listen, I got stuff going on. I got to head out of here.
Yeah. I am up to my neck with shit, dude. I can't handle fucking cursing.
You're already a public defense attorney. Yeah, it's like, I got cases.
I got stuff to do, lady. Hurry it along. I was like that in high school, too, man. I was like that. Yeah, I think that was...
Yeah. I was never that kid. I was always that kid in class when you came back to class and you would sit down in your desk. I would look at somebody else and be like, fucking Kenyon's back. Am I right? He just disappears random times.
Yeah, I know. I hate when they try to call you out on it or the teacher too. And you're like, I was deathly ill. I had a fever. And they're like, 3 weeks in a row. And you're like, shut up, Trevor. You're like, get the fuck. You're blowing my cover here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just
my fifth grandma died.
Yeah. So.
No, I always I struggled to get the sick days, but I knew the high school nurse really well because I had a fucking bad tummy. So I was in there just like I would just in there and I would just chomp down like four what are they called, Tums? And then if you went in there with a stomach ache, you would get to like lie down for like 15-20 minutes. So sometimes I would just go in there and be like, yeah, stomach hurts.
Wait,
give
you
me
would
the
just
Tums.
Fake a stomach ache just to lie down?
Take a quick nap, get 20 minutes out of computer art.
You know, that's an innovator right there. That's a man with a plan. That's the American dream. You know, some people would shit on that. I say that you're just not smart enough to think of a scheme like that.
No, well, I'm a perfect in-betweener. I'm not one of those kids who are like bad but smart and they could find a way to get out of school and do something bad. I was like, no, I don't want to do that. That takes effort. I definitely don't want to do the
you're
work.
You're saying you're too lazy to be a delinquent.
Yeah, so I was just like, I'll just...
You literally couldn't apply yourself enough to, like, go into the life of crime. You're like, I just kind of don't want to do anything. That was sort
Yeah, I don't want to do the work, and I definitely don't want to, like, put in the effort to be a bad kid. I'll just go to the nurse and lay down.
Yeah, see, that's good. That's a nice... We could work with the lay-down kid. He means well. Just fucking around.
I'm easy to mold, baby. Teach me something.
Dude, I've been
watching so much shit though. I've been like a lot. I'm noticing anything that the thing that I'm watching like takes over my attitude. So me.
Oh, totally. I watch a lot of Breaking Bad. And I start telling people to like go fuck themselves in my life.
Exactly.
I was like, who the fuck do you think you are talking to me? You know who the hell I am.
Me and my girlfriend.
I literally,
were
watching
I'll the
get
Sopranos.
A fight with my mom. I'm like, I am the danger, mom. Don't you think you're messing with me?
I am the one who knocks. And you're just take out the recycling.
Yeah. What's going on here?
No, we're watching The Sopranos right now, and every morning outside my girlfriend's apartment, these people like they move the dumpsters. And I know they're not doing it, but it seems like they're on purpose just slamming the dumpster, like, against the building just to be like, hey, everybody, wake the fuck up. It's 6:30 in the morning, and we hate you. And this morning, we were just watching The Sopranos, and I was just sick of it. So I opened the window, and I leaned out, and I go, hey, with the fucking dumpster, all right? Like, in a, like an Italian fucking, like, pissed off.
Oh, so you used an accent that wasn't even yours.
Oh no, I went full Tony on it.
Oh,
with the fucking dumpster already, all right?
You lost your mind. You were just literally impersonating Tony Soprano.
Yeah, and my girlfriend was so embarrassed. She was like, would you not do that? Because I for sure...
It's also not even your fucking apartment.
No, absolutely not. If the dumpster didn't wake everybody up, I did. Yelling.
Oh, so you have a boyfriend? Oh, is he that shirtless man that said enough with the dumpster already? And at
he
six
smokes
in the
cigarettes inside wears a wife beater and a chain.
Your next word. But you know what? I can't get enough of the Fuck You Dad podcast. Funny, informative, telling deep personal stories. If any of you have a crazy dad story, prefer to send them to our social media accounts.
That's true. I might set up a sign out at like in the elevator or something that says,
dude, it's over. Just, I think any crazy idea you have, you owe it to yourself to commit.
I think so too.
Yeah. It's people are too distracted. Just throw the sign up, dude. I'll put a sign.
I'm just going to.
Yeah. Honestly, you know, like a presidential sign for my yard. I kind of want to make one for that. Like put that out
your
up
podcast.
Beyond. Yeah. Like follow my podcast. Why the fuck not? Commit, dude. That's innovation.
That's true. Who gives a fuck?
That is hilarious, I think.
To really embrace the end of the world as like a...
Yeah, just put my podcast. Who cares?
I was going to say that earlier when you were talking about the mask thing. You know how people like... like biology, when they say like life finds a way when there's like a tree growing in the middle of a parking lot or whatever?
Right.
In America, it's money, dude. Money finds a way.
No matter what, there will be money.
Earth will be decimated, dude. We will be nothing as people, and there will still be people being like, hey, I'm selling cloth shoes. This is the best cloth you're going to get. It's going to be the best cloth.
It's still
going to
be like
can't
radioactive
breathe.
Infomercials. It's like, this is the best way to get the fucking radioactively caused holes in your face to go away, you know?
Yeah. You know how your second baby is always a monster baby that tries to kill the whole family? Yeah. Well, we've got something for that. It's $49.99, and it'll take it out. You know?
All we need is two easy payments of clean water. We can get the ShamWow. Can now wash off the contagion that murdered most of our society. That'd be great if the cure to coronavirus is the ShamWow. They're like, it works. Clean off all substances.
And you can cut it into squares, and it's now a smaller one. That was their selling point. They're like, if you cut it in half, now you got two smaller ShamWows.
The ShamWow was literally like a cokehead on TV that was like, what do I have to shell? A dish towel? Okay, a dish towel. Sham? What do I call it? ShamWow? You can do anything with it? You can cut it in half, now you have two? I mean, it was just like... It was like, is this man just literally off the top of his... If they're like, you need $500 or we're going to kill your wife tomorrow. And he just went on TV and started selling rags. I mean, it was the level of desperation that was like, what is wrong with this man?
And then they handed him the slap shot. And they're just like, we need you to sell this knife with a fucking handle on it. And he's just like, okay, I'll fucking do drugs and do it.
Oh, man. Were you ever part of a multi-level marketing scheme?
They always tried to get me with the vector knives, but
I never bought into it. I remember I got a phone call that's like, your friend, whatever, from high school recommended me. And I'm such a loser. I was honored that they said friend from high school because I was like, I never really thought of us as friends, but he thinks I'm my friend? That's awesome, man. Like, maybe we should hang out sometime. He's like, we'd like you to come in for an interview. And I was like, oh, I got an interview? Because I'm, like, right coming right out of high school. And I'm like, okay, things are happening. Then I Google the company, and everyone's like, yeah, it's an immediate scam. They'll give you, like, $400 worth of knives and be like, sell it to your friends and family in a week. Otherwise, you're done.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was always – and it makes sense that you would be a guy that got into it because it was always, like, a dude who I bought weed from, like, twice. And he'd hit me up, and he's just like, hey, you want knives?
And you're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
You're like – it was more honorable when you were selling drugs. It's like, at least – this was something somebody wanted on some level.
Yeah, you're not like somebody else's pawn. At least you're, you know,
trying to do something.
Man.
Independent contractor. But yeah, you said you're watching a lot of stuff. Have you seen Tiger King yet?
Oh, dude, have I seen Tiger King? I fucking love Tiger King. Dude.
That when Tiger King, I was so stressed out when all the shit went down, and when I turned on the TV and it, literally the ad for it was just A guy's like, man, if they come take my tiger, it's going to be like fucking Waco over here. I was like, yes. I was like, this is 1,000. I don't know why, but I need to watch 8 episodes of this. I was like, this is the move.
I found that no matter who I talk to. So, like, I talked to my parents about Tiger King. So, I feel like the opinion about it is kind of like along gender lines. Because every, like, lady I've talked to about Tiger King have been like, oh, it's, like, really good, crazy documentary, right? And then they go on about the fucking guy. They're like, that guy is so crazy. And then you talk to any dude about Tiger King, and they're like, oh, dude, crazy documentary. That bitch killed her husband. Like, it's like two.
Yeah, they just hate. It's also both of them were insane.
Yeah, two different, like, opinions are being formed
that,
about
that's
it.
That's how I love it's the two sexist things. It's like, it's a guy, owns 200 tigers, kind of tricked, or whatever, held, like, two straight men hostage, and tried to kill someone, and a guy could watch that and be like, fucking bitch.
Yeah.
That goddamn woman with her attitude was the worst part of that. It's like, he tried to kill her, and you're like, yeah, well, she seemed like she knew more than me, and that really fucking annoyed me. That fat Hillary Clinton shoving that tiger agenda down my throat.
Yeah, I was really not cool with that. And then I thought that when Exotic Joe put snakes in her mailbox, I thought that was cool.
yeah, he was just being funny. Let's get back at her, dude.
She did it.
It was 100%. I've never seen a more, it's like, I don't know, he just disappeared. I was like, okay, this lady, this is your defense? For coming out, like, what happened? And it's like, apparently, like, his last words are always like, I'm very sure she's going to kill me. And they're like, it is truly a mystery. Yeah. It's literally like he called all of his friends up. He's like, I am 100% sure that she's trying to, I'm trying to flee to Costa Rica, which is what something people do when they, like, escape from prison. It's like a last-ditch move. It's like, I'm leaving the country tomorrow.
Yeah.
She's so evil. I won't get away from her in, like, Arkansas. I need a new climate.
And then she did the classic, that she did the OJ, when she was like, they would need to put something like sardine oil on them to get the tigers to really eat them. And
which,
it's like,
yeah,
oh,
which
you
was
just
also
gave?
Like, which was also like, okay, but that was weirdly specific.
That's super,
that
yeah.
Was like, they would have to cut him into little pieces, put sardine yeah. on, mix them up with his favorite food, feed him there one by one, okay? And he would have to beforehand be feeding him a more meat-heavy diet to make his meat more tender for the tigers. Who would do something like that, you know?
Yeah.
It was clearly, like, I don't know.
All they are is, I don't know what it is about cats, but you have, like, all Tiger King is, you know, Crazy Cat Lady? That's, like, the base of the pyramid of, like, the psychosis of cats. This
right.
is the top of the pyramid,
this
right?
This is the
you got
top
the biggest
of the
cats. You got the biggest, like, crazy Joe Exotic is just a crazy cat lady
for
but
sure.
like to times 10 because these cats are fucking huge
because they're just murdering machines. Yeah, they're just fucking, I think that's the most insane thing, that you could just somehow buy a tiger. It's like, why is that a law? Like, you always talk about political change and revolution, so it's like, guys, apparently you could just buy a tiger in some places. Are we gonna fucking,
well, when they started saying that there's more tigers in the United States than there are
in the,
like,
wild, yeah. By, like, a significant, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. That is, like, you're like, we have our whole country is an Epstein Island for tigers?
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
well, it's
not
like,
good.
That's how crazy Americans are and how much ego everybody has. They're like, I could probably buy a fucking tiger. I got some money, so I'm going to buy a fucking tiger. There's more tigers out for me here in the wild. That's how crazy we all are. I deserve it. That $1,200 is going to be a down payment for someone's tiger. That's
oh, absolutely.
Sure. Someone just went and brought themselves a tiger with that money.
I can't imagine, because that whole documentary
you,
is,
you understand
is about
you
how, like,
throw
maybe
down and get a tiger.
Ooh, a fuck you dad podcast tiger.
You imagine the news stories? Two young men to promote their podcast got a tiger, which they were going to ride through the town to create buzz about it. Ended up eating both of them very quickly in an apartment. But
suicide by tiger really isn't a bad idea.
That seems like a horrible idea. It'd be a horribly painful way to die. What are you talking about?
Oh, it would be painful. But, you know, you live on through the digestive system of the tiger.
What the fuck are you talking about? Some nature bullshit right now. No, I'm not being shit out by a tiger. I'm not being mauled to death by a tiger. I can think of literally no worse last moments to have than a tiger mauling.
People lit themselves on fire to end the Vietnam War.
Yeah,
I'll
I never
get myself
really,
eaten
I'm gonna be
to
honest,
promote the
I
pod.
Never really understood. I'm like, can't you just, like, make a sign? It's like, that seems like, that seems a little, I understand that they're, like, causing genocide in your country, but it's like, no, dude, that seems painful.
Well, and they also didn't give a fuck. They just sat there.
Yeah.
They didn't even scream, which is pretty fucking badass.
Yeah, I mean, that's what a lot of us are doing through all this coronavirus shit, essentially. Just sitting down as the fires surround us and the world self-crumbles.
As we're wrapping up, though, I do want to tell you this crazy thing I saw in Chicago. I saw this guy walking into a 7-Eleven with a full-on, like, medieval plague beak.
Oh, you know, the dude had the plague beak? Where did he get that? The Smithsonian?
I was like, oh, cosplay? Now you're going to prove something? Like, yeah, I was right to be a weirdo that dressed up as some character
like,
no one
like,
gives a shit
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that's great. They're like gimps from S&M the whole time. We're like, yeah, no, this was me prepping. This isn't me being weird at all. No, this is a prep. If you saw someone in a full leather gimp suit walking down the street, and you're like, I guess it doesn't matter. But everyone's like, oh, we know what you're into. We know what you're about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just was wearing, it was so weird, I put on a, you know, the shirts I had here, because I was a fat kid, were Hawaiian shirts. So I had a Hawaiian shirt on with a mask going to the store to buy a beer. And it felt like a really, really dark fucking Margaritaville song, you know? It just kind of felt, just walking in there, like, I'm still having fun regardless, you know? It just really...
That does feel like the dad... like on vacation, but he shouldn't be on vacation. You really shouldn't be doing that.
Like my cruise got canceled, but I'm like, fuck it. I'm still having fun. God damn it. I like put on. I'm like playing the the Pina Colada song with a boombox in my car.
Coronavirus in paradise, baby.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, oh, you know, Hawaii. That's where to be right now.
For sure. You know, I don't even think I haven't heard shit about Hawaii. I'm sure they're probably doing okay. I'm sure they're probably doing great, dude. Yeah, I think now is the time. If you give any fucks, just toss them right in the trash can. As long as you're washing your hands and you're not getting sick or whatever and you're in your house, just fucking embrace it, dude. Have fun. Get fat. Call it a day. Chill. That's what I'm doing.
I think honestly what people should start doing is on Facebook or whatever, start really letting loose. Like, comment. Like, when you see something and you're like, that's stupid, comment that. Like, tell people.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. I got on Nextdoor. You know that app where, like, suburban moms argue with each other?
Oh, God, yeah.
And
yeah,
I joke, because, like, they sent out a letter in my mom's neighborhood. They're like, be sure to join Nextdoor. And I hate these bastards because they keep sending letters about the lawn, right? Because my mom works, like, 50 hours a week at a grocery store, and some dumb white lady who hasn't had a feeling in 10 years because her husband's been fucking the secretary instead of her, is always just like, we'd really like it if you'd mow your lawn. You know, we understand that you're working through extreme poverty, but can you take some time out of your day to mow your lawn, please? It really annoys me. So I've literally, dead serious, been getting on there and just saying absurd shit, because most of it's just casual racism. That's all next door. It's like, there were some people with hoodies walking down the street. Police should be called? Yeah. ? Like, shit like that. So, I mean, I would just get on there, and I'd be like, yeah, people just keep making blood sacrifices on my lawn. You know, I keep trying to hang up garlic to ward off the evil spirits, but it doesn't seem to be working. Does anyone know what to do?
Satan himself keeps ringing my doorbell and then running away.
Goddamn kids.
Quit calling Satan.
Tell your kids to stop hanging out with Satan. Okay? He let his dog shit in my yard. He didn't even pick it up. He stared right at me.
I would love to see some screenshots of your next door.
Oh, dude. I'm going to start just like really roasting the people on that, because
that seems like a great idea.
Yeah, man, that's my go away take advice, is really ruin someone's day on Nextdoor. Yeah, yeah. It's also hilarious because you have to use your real name and address. I almost want to be like, yeah, yeah, come at me. 826 Homestead Park. Come fuck with me, Janice. Come fuck with me.
That gives it
Janice.
More spice. That's yeah, like social media with gambling, you know? Yeah, yeah, you're like, yeah, this is me. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And you live next to me. You're next door.
I'll bring my dog right up to your yard, have him shit hard in front of your face. A plastic bag will be nowhere in sight. I'm going to leave a steaming pile there, Karen.
And then I'll comment about how your house's trim looks like shit.
Yeah, the dog's gonna be shitting on her yard. I'm gonna be on next door and be like, Karen's bushes really seem to be getting out of control. Do we live in Apex or the jungle? Okay, someone should send her a map. Oh man.
All right, till next week.
Till next week, buddy. In the meantime, guys, be sure to like and subscribe. We don't know how much time we all have left. A lot of people die with regrets. Do you want to really be on your deathbed and be like, I could have done more for the Fuck You Dad podcast. I could have left a 5-star.
Yeah, do you... Honestly, do you want to look at your dying family member's face knowing that they haven't listened to this podcast?
Yeah, I mean, do you want to deny your kids the joy of listening to the Fuck You Dad podcast? Society is crumbling, but out of the old world will rise a phoenix, and that phoenix is the Fuck You Dad podcast, everybody. So be sure to like and subscribe, tell your friends, tell everybody. You have literally no reason.
Hey guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast, that's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.